Blog Talk Radio.
Said I was gonna be a movie star. Said that I was gonna go far. Gonna laugh, gonna play, gonna run in the sun, doing funny, funny things now. But I never did get my way. So I had to stop and say, take a walk, settle down. A slower pace is part of your town. Call some old friends, invite them over again. Invite them in. It's coffee chatter time. It's coffee chatter time.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett, and you are listening to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. Thank you for joining me, and what can I say? The sun is shining. If you are in California, so you know it's a bit nippy out, it's a bit windy, you need a jacket, but you know what I've been realizing? In the morning, I have the heater on, and the afternoon, I have the air on. It makes you get a wacky type of cold. Your cold is here, then it goes away. You get a little throat irritation, then you get a little eye irritation, then everything is mellow, and then next thing you know, it starts over again. Crazy weather, but you know what? At least for right now, it is nice weather for most people. You can still take a stroll with your pets and your children. You can still go to the beach and sit and relax. So I ain't complaining. All right. Well, did you go to the movie this weekend? If you went to any of the top 10 box office weekend movies, as they say, you were in the loop. Number one, no surprise here. It blew the competition out of the water. Captain America Civil War. One of the stars, of course, is Robert Downey Jr. This movie alone, remember, these are all just estimations based upon just the USA. I'm not talking about worldwide. Look out, people. Captain America, Civil War, over $181 million. Woo-hoo! Can I get a woo-woo? So Robert Downey Jr. is there. What can I say? You know what? I like him. I met him once on the TV series Alan McBeal. Very nice guy. Cute as a button, or should we say handsome? No, he was cute as a button, and very, very nice, and very, very humble, and one heck of an actor. So Robert Downey Jr. is there. Of course, it has a slew of other stars, but, you know, I just, like, love him. So anyway, number two, The Jungle Book 2016. Now, this weekend alone, it made over $21 million, but last week, The Jungle Book 2016, it came in with a storm and blew the competition out of the water. So I tell you, it's tough being a movie these days. Anyway, number three, Mother's Day. Of course, one of the stars of that movie is Jennifer Aniston and Julia Roberts. So, hey, you know, they can both act. They're both wonderful. I love them both. So moving on there. Mother's Day made a little bit over $9 million. Number four, The Huntsman, Winter's War. All right, now that is the Charlize Theron movie, and that one made just about $4 million. Still, it's in the top 10. Number five, Keanu. Now that is, of course, a comedy there, so it's good to be able to get a little laugh. And that one made a smidget over $3 million, not bad. Number six, Barbershop, The Next Cut. That one made almost $3 million there, and of course that stars Ice Cube and, of course, Regina Hall. And I'm telling you, every time Ice Cube makes a movie, it gets into that top 10, and it just keeps making money and making money and making money. And it's been there for a minute, so congratulations to Ice Cube and Ms. Hall and to everybody else in the movie there. Number seven, Zootopia. Zootopia made a little bit over $2.5 million, not bad, and that's a great kids' film there. Number eight, The Boss. That was made almost $2 million, and of course, The Boss stars comedian Melissa McCarthy, and she is also one of the co-writers. Number 9, Ratchet and Clank. That one made just about $1.5 million. Now, Ratchet and Clank came in at number 9. It's an animated, kid-friendly film. And, of course, that one has some of the voices of actress Bella Thorne, who used to be on Shake It Up Chicago, which was a Disney TV series. She's very funny there. And that used to the star Bella Thorne and Zendaya. And also Ratchet and Clank, I'm sorry, also stars one of the voices of Rosario Dawson. So not bad at all there. Again, and it's a kid-friendly movie, so check that one out. Number 10, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice. Hey, it made just a smidget over $1 million. And, of course, that stars the handsome, sexy, talented Ben Affleck, who's a writer and director and an actor, not particularly in this movie, but he can do all three. So I love Ben Affleck. So there you go. There is your top 10 box office movie. I hope if you were there, you got your popcorn and your soda, your hot dogs, your chips and your salsa. And, of course, I hope you got your delicious Java drink because, you know, I love, love, love my coffee. All right, moving on to some fun Hollywood gossip here. Well, I don't know about this one, but first of all, I have to go to the biggest story that is out. My girl, Janet Jackson. Yes, honey, I saw the video with my own eyes on the internet. Get on the internet, just Google Janet Jackson. Put it in there. You will see her explaining why she stopped her tour. Yes, 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 she is going to have a baby. I think that is wonderful news. Her video was very nice. She seemed very humble. She seemed very sincere. And she seemed very excited. And she just seemed very adorable as Janet is. But because she is pregnant, that she has to stop her tour. And, you know, she said that, you know, she has to plan a family at this time, she and her husband. So I said, good for you, Miss Janet Jackson, honey, have your baby. I wish you the greatest amount of luck, success, and happiness, and joy, and peace. And I just think it's great news. So for all of us who are huge Janet Jackson fans, well, what can I say? She's going to be a mama soon. Who knows what the baby will be? You know, Janet's kind of private. We really don't hear anything from Janet until Janet lets us know what's going on. And I think that's kind of interesting. For the most part, most of the Jacksons now are very private. I mean, the press chases them, but they don't really chase the press, you know, unless it's a tour or something like that. But other than that, you know, Janet, we didn't even know Janet was married once upon a time, and she got a divorce, and then when she did the cover with the magazine, and she had the two hands across her bosoms, and that just happened to be her husband at the time. I mean, very, very private. And it gives her a lot of mystique about her. I like that. And it's funny because so many people are chasing the press. Press doesn't have to do anything but just be there because the people let them know they are. But for Janet and bigger stars, I'm not knocking anybody. I'm just saying that, hey, you know, they just come out and everybody listens, and it's just great. Anyway, moving on to some news about Justin Bieber. Oh, my goodness. Now, first of all, I did see him on the Disney Award, and he gave the check to the school to try to help them with their musical funds. I thought that was very nice, and he had the one student come and sing with him, and that was really, really cute. You know, Justin Bieber, whether you're a fan or not, he gives a lot of money away to charities. So before you get out there and you start saying, I don't like Justin Bieber, I don't like his this, that, and that. No, I don't agree with all his silly ways, but he's young. I don't agree with all his silliness. However, he gives a lot of money to charities to help other people. So at least he's a generous person. You know, he doesn't try to hoard it all for himself. He's very generous. Yes, if you give money away, you get a little tax break and all that. But still, a lot of people have money and they don't give away a lot. So all I'm saying is, Justin Bieber, I like you. Some of your actions are really noble. Now, stop being silly with all the drag racing and all that down the street. Okay, so anyway, moving on to the news about Justin Bieber. I'm just reading from the internet. I may be right, I may be wrong. He didn't get a tattoo on his face. Now, you know what? I'm old enough to be Justin Bieber's mama's mama. However, he's a cutie, okay? He's a cutie, cutie, cutie. Baby, I hope you did not get a tattoo on that pretty little face. Is it true? Is it Hollywood fun gossip, sugar? I don't know. I'm just putting it out there to say that's what they're saying, that he got a tattoo on his face. I certainly hope not. Moving on to my girl, Beyonce. Do we all agree that Beyonce, what, does she rule the world? She might not rule the world, but sister girl got it going on, okay? I mean, she made the lemonade, you know, her new. She tells it like it is. It is still on the news 2 to 3 weeks later, and the girl's just singing a song, and she is ruling the world. And I think it's a wonderful thing. And I said, you know what? Another case where a star takes something and she speaks the truth about it. And, you know, she incorporates it into her persona, to her, you know, her, what is it, her avenue to express herself. So, hey, I said, good for you. Go for it. All right. Anyway, people, spay and neuter your pets, you know, always contact the vet to see if you can get the financial help if needed. Spread the word if you are in California or L.A. County about the Sam Simon Foundation. Spread the word if you are in L.A. about Actors and Others for Animals. Contact other animal organizations and start helping people to get information about spay and neutering their pets. Too many dogs running around, too many kill facilities. Let's do something about these animals. You know, just spread the word. Don't get all preachy. Don't get all crazy and go try to inflict somebody to do something. But do explain in a nice way, you know. Let's just continue to educate people. Hang flyers up in your community where you can about low-cost spay and neutering. All right, people, well, it's Monday morning. I'd like to give a shout-out to my ailing mother. I love you so much, dear mama. I know the cancer has got you down. But, you know, rest assured that I love you, love you, love you more than anything else in the world, okay? And other than that, I'd like to just say, everybody, make it a great day or not. The choice is always up to you. Be kind, be nice, okay? Bye-bye.